Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald has fantastic special effects, fantastic casting, and fantastic acting. As for the storyline, not so fantastic. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald is a big disappointment and isn't really better than the reboot or Harry Potter prequel, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which was released in 2016. Fans of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books, movies, and theme parks who want to see Fantastic Beasts may want to do so in the 3D format for which the movie was seen for this review. Beasts, swirling effects, and objects appear to float before your eyes, zoom directly at you, and whiz by your head. Johnny Depp is a post-punk Grindelwald, resembling Billy Idol, with a straight-up shock of white hair, and David Bowie, with a declamatory stance and British accent. Eddie Redmayne is a nervous, twitchy, distracted Newt Scamander, with an angular, almost hunchbacked posture and off-kilter gait. Katherine Waterston is a demure, if forthright, Tina Goldstein, a kind of sidekick to Newt Scamander. Jude Law is impressive as Albus Dumbledore, with a logical look and an effective, supportive, if authoritative, approach to the role. Memorable and supporting roles are Zoe Kravitz, Carmen Ejogo, and Ezra Miller. David Yates, who directed Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and is scheduled to direct the next three Fantastic Beasts movies, is the keeper of the Harry Potter cinematic flame for more than a decade. Yates directed Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, which was released in 2007. The screenplay by J.K. Rowling will be of chief interest to Harry Potter fans with its character and story background detail. This is one grim, dark world of wizardry. The film goes off the rails on the way to Hogwarts, where briefly we see students flying off to Quidditch. This fan of the original Harry Potter books and movie series found The Crimes of Grindelwald to be ponderous, pontificating, and predictable. Fantastic Beasts are sequels to be endured rather than enjoyed. The film's conclusion sets up a cliffhanger for the announced Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them Part 3, set for release in 2020. Also planned are Parts 4 and 5, set for release in 2022 and 2024, respectively. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald is MPAA rated PG-13 for some sequences of fantasy action. Opening December 7 are Mary Queen of Scots. Josie Rourke directs Saoirse Ronan, Margot Robbie, Jack Loudon, and Joe Alwyn in the biography drama. Mary Stuart tries to overthrow her cousin, Elizabeth I, Queen of England. Ben is back. Peter Hedges directs Julia Roberts, Lucas Hedges, Courtney B. Vance, and Catherine Newton in the drama. A son who visits his family on Christmas Eve brings a Santa sack full of coal and trouble. Vox Lux. Brady Corbett directs Jude Law, Natalie Portman, Christopher Abbott, and Willem Dafoe in the music drama about a fictional pop star's success. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.